Next year, breakfast cereals will be 150 years old, a fact well known to Topher Ellis.
Growing up, I had two brothers. I enjoyed competing for the prize in the bottom of the cereal box.
Now, Ellis is co-author of the new book, The Great American Cereal Book, published by Abrams Image and subtitled How Breakfast Got Its Crunch. It includes lots you never heard of.
Well, some are just short-term tie-ins to a movie or a particular toy or short-term product where they've had a tie-in for, say, Shrek, the movie. So when the movie's done with this run, so is the cereal.
Other cereals bite the dust instead of being bitten because of executive whim.
Even some of the ones that were real well-received, like Nabisco Team Flakes and Freakies, for whatever reason, maybe you've got a change of command at the manufacturer where the vice president all of a sudden decides, well, he doesn't like it, so he takes his focus elsewhere. And we've lost some really good cereals, I think, along those lines.
Among my favorites have always been the General Mills Monster cereals.
You'll find Count Chocula, Boo Berry, and Frankenberry, especially around Halloween. It's Fruit Brute and Yummy Mummy that you won't find anymore.
We need a moment of silence, or at least nothing but crunching sounds, even for rival cereal characters.
Baron von Redberry was a World War I flying ace for Germany, and Sir Grapefellow is his nemesis, who was an English plane pilot, and of course they would get into their interactions just like Quisp and Quake would get into theirs.
It hurts every fiber of his being.
Quisp and Quake, Nabisco Spoonman, Freakies, Jean Lafitte, Fruit Brute, Cookie Jarvis. These are some characters that we don't see currently, but if they were to bring them out, it's like, wow, hey guys, you know, then we'd buy them and hopefully there'd be a nice prize inside once again.
It's the most enjoyable munching for breakfast or even lunching. Sugar and milk, sliced fruit and that ilk, leaves the kid in us all
still crunching.
And by the way, yes, I know National Cereal Day was yesterday, but I've always been a cereal procrastinator. We now rejoin your previously scheduled breakfast already in progress. I'm Jim Bohannon. On the Dial Global Radio Networks.